This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nick Friedell covers the NBA.
Nick Friedell.
Nick Friedell. You are the world traveler, Nick.
Joining us, Nick Friedell. How you doing, Nick?
Good morning, America.
Joining us is reporter Nick Friedell himself.
Kyrie, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
Don't dehumanize me up here. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
Honestly, this is another asking your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again.
Nick, what have you done to add to your legacy today?
Well, Malika, I woke up at 3:30.
You woke up at 3:30, not 2:30? Legacy points tracked.
This is one of the very worst front offices I've ever seen in the league. These guys just don't seem to have a clue. It's like they don't know how to build on what they had, and they've somehow made it worse than when Garnpax left.
People are like, oh, you don't want to come back here. Are you kidding me? Chicago for a week in the summer?
You can sit on the patio at Chicago Cuts.
You know what? I got to make sure I have a bulletproof vest on and a helmet. You, baby. I'll be eating inside while you out on the patio. You ain't getting me shot up on because they looking for you.
This was a real treat. I'm so happy that we've got access to you and you're able to come and be back here on The Score.
It really feels special to me, too, because I feel like everything came full circle from when Andy Garcia got me in the building with you all those years ago.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
On the line right now is Aussie Sports Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. On the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is Nick Friedell. Nick, how are you, sir?
I mean, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome hearing that. Was that Tanny in there? That is ridiculous hearing that. It's like going into a time machine, but in the best possible way. So I appreciate you putting that together, and that was cool. And shout out to Mitch as well, because as I'm hearing all those old stories, I'm thinking back to all the times that I would go race down in the old studio to go pick up something for him and drop it off. And he would be like, hang in there, Bubba, hang in there. And so here we are, you know, 20 years later, it all comes back around.
It does. Time is a flat circle, you know? And we learned Nick Friedell, that one of the great things about getting to talk hoops with you is that you can connect your Chicago roots, your Bulls observances from then and from now, to what we are watching play out, you know, here in these playoffs. Because it's in the back of my mind as I watch the Knicks fight and stay alive and see Thibs and all of that. But just, you know, obviously just how far away the Bulls are from this thing. I get the first thing that always comes up for me, though, is Tyrese Halliburton. And I wonder, was he even an option at number four when they took Patrick Williams instead? Halliburton goes 12. Tyrese Maxey goes 21 in that draft, by the way. But like, was Halliburton even discussed as a top five option at the time?
Oh, Mr. Spiegel. I mean, I love being on with y'all because I feel like every time I come on, it's just more trouble that I get in with somebody in the organization and somebody gets really pissed off. But I can tell you specifically about Halliburton. And this conversation is, he absolutely had support in some portions of that front office. That support was not enough, but to think that that name wasn't talked about and it wasn't getting pushed in the moment, that's not true, because Halliburton had some voices in there. People were very, very high on him. It just didn't happen, and Patrick Williams was the guy, and you know, that's a mess of its own. But specific to Halliburton, he had some big fans within that Bulls front office, and I know for sure his name was mentioned in the discussion there.
Have you seen any of the memes or the videos of how Tyrese Halliburton plays like Urkel when Urkel was playing basketball with Grandmama?
Absolutely, I have. And Lawrence, I have to throw this in there. In any conversation about Urkel in Orlando, Florida, that was where I grew up, I went into Cusar, which was this laser tag place. This is in the mid-90s. And one time I played Cusar against Urkel and Penny Hardaway. So that is a true claim to fame. So not only did I see the memes that popped out and Urkel's just dominating, and you see Halliburton, you know, throwing up layups from the free throw line. He's doing his thing. I had the pleasure of playing laser tag against a combo pack of Penny and Urkel, and that was a childhood core memory for certain.
Well, did I ever tell you that I played Space Invaders with Rerun from What's Happening and George Gervin? Did I ever tell you that?
Now, I mean, everybody's got this story, wait, Mr. Spiegel.
Wait a second, Nick. Hold on.
Me and Fred Berry playing Space Invaders.
I'm going to take this to a really dark place. Speaks, now tell Nick who you used to play tennis with.
Oh, well, that's true. Nick, you know, I used to play tennis in 6th and 7th grade with the Menendez brothers. We were pals.
The guys from the Mark Jackson card.
That's exactly right. The stars of the Mark Jackson basketball card. Hold on. I got to back up. Is the member of the front office who advocated for Tyrese Halliburton still there in the Bulls front office, Nick Friedell?
There is one that is no longer with the Bulls. There is maybe another that still may be there. But as we know with the Bulls, when there are good people around, and this has been the case many, many times through many, many years, there are other people who take those spots. So it never ceases to amaze me, Matt, that when the Bulls have the right people in place, and this goes on years and years, for one reason or another, it just does not work the way that it should in keeping the right people in place there.
How, in your opinion, did Tibbs get the Knicks to play the way that they did to get back into this series last night?
Lawrence, I think the key always, and this feels like another time machine from 15 or 16 years ago, but the key always is he's got guys to play defense. When you look at the second half of that game and you see the way that that team played collectively on the floor in slowing down Indiana, who we know loves to run up and down, that's the key right there to me. They know exactly where to be, and there was a trust on the floor that certainly wasn't there in the first half, but really wasn't there much of the first two games. So That is always, for any Tibbs team, if you're looking to see what changes, it's always on the defensive end. Carl Anthony Towns was awesome in the fourth quarter. I did not think he had that within him. The problem with Towns, as you guys well know, is you can't count on him to do it every single night. If you could, you'd feel a lot better about the Knicks' chances moving forward. The problem with Towns is you see it one night and you know it can happen and you start to believe it, and then that's when he disappears again and he lets you down. But if you're looking for the reasons why the Knicks started to become the team that we thought they might be in this series, you look at the effort on the defensive end. It always starts there with Tibbs.
From some deep guys on that bench too, DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet, who hadn't, I think they'd barely played in the first two games, and then very Tibbsian, he put them out there and they busted ass and it kind of got everybody going. But yeah, you're right about Cat. Like I literally wrote down as we were thinking, getting ready to talk to you today, I'm like, I didn't know Cat had that in him. Just like being aggressive and attacking. When he does that, when a big man with skills like that attacks, you're like, no one can stop you. So why not have this be the moment where he wakes up and realizes he has to do that for his team to be great? Maybe this is that moment. It happens sometimes.
You'd love to believe that, but there's too much tape that tells you, Matt, that that's not going to happen. And so if we're wondering what's going to be the difference tonight, to me, I can't wait to see how Towns responds. Because far too many times, and this dates back to all those years in Minnesota, certainly at various points in the playoffs that we've already seen, Towns can be the dominant guy that we are talking about. And then Towns, for as talented as he is, just disappears. And you cannot win championships with guys who are that talented, who disappear that consistently. So maybe this is the moment. I don't believe that. He'd have to show me that at least the rest of this series to deliver them into the finals because of what I've seen for so long. But he was awesome. There's no other way to say it in game four. And it is fitting that a guy that people had kind of pushed to the side, oh, we're not going to see him appear, he does it. And you mentioned a guy like Shamet. I mean, Matt, what went through my head watching that game, as there's always a Bulls angle to tie us back into, it's Marcus Teague playing in Game 7 in Brooklyn. I mean, people hate on Tibbs. He doesn't have long rotations. He doesn't trust these dudes. Well, what happened the other night? He puts these guys in who barely played, and they showed up for him. So I think the guy knows what he's doing. I'd like to see, as always, all those guys be a little fresher at the end of the season. But he got what he needed in the moment, and now it's up to Towns and Brunson to deliver them back even at home going into Game 5 at MSG.
Lawrence, I think Nick just brought up what might be my favorite moment of the entire Tibbs era, that Game 7 in Brooklyn when there was nobody. I believe that's when Luol Deng was having a spinal tap or was thinking about it. And Nate Robinson all of a sudden wasn't available and he'd been a superhero. It was Joakim Noah's superhero night in Brooklyn, right? I mean, that was as good as it got for a Tibbs coach team to win that.
Guys, that, to me, at all those years being in Chicago, that was the defining moment of Tom Thibodeau with the Bulls, because the Bulls had no business with certainly winning Game 7, but in that series, they had all those injuries. And Matt, it's a great point, because on top of everything else, Noah was playing on one foot. And I'm pretty sure in that game he had a triple-double. And then what always cracks me up, guys, looking ahead, was they go to Miami and they win Game 1. I mean, that guy, Tom Thibodeau, for all his faults, and there are many, when he gets guys to believe that they can win no matter the circumstances, he has proven time and again to be able to do that. No, he has not won a title, and no, he has not proven he can get teams over the hump. But what he has proven for years is that he can make the most and get the most out of the teams that he's got. And is this a blip on the radar for this group right now? We're going to see tonight, because I think tonight it's going to go a long way as far as whoever wins. But if you're a Bulls fan, you've got to remember that moment in time, because I can remember sitting in Barclays that night going, how in the hell are they doing this? And they did it on top of the talent on the floor, because that guy and his staff had gotten everybody to believe that they could. And that is what true coaching, especially in the postseason, is about.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Nick, I don't want to try and make too much a big of a deal out of this, because I guess you could make an argument that it's similar on the Western Conference side. But on the Eastern Conference side, you have two notorious hard-ass coaches in Rick Carlisle and Tom Thibodeau. Like, you've got two guys that are known to grade on players, to push guys, to push them far, and it's working for them. So do you think that means, is there anything to draw from it other than the East was kind of down this year and it made sense that these two teams would be the last two standing in the conference?
Lawrence, the thing that strikes me in looking at the East right now is, and we lived it in Chicago, again, there's another Bulls connection, but if the best player on the best team goes down, it changes everything. I was one of many who felt like the Celtics were the best team. I thought the Celtics were going to face the Thunder and they were going to beat them just because they knew what they needed to do and they knew how good they were. Tatum gets hurt, everything changes in the blink of an eye. We saw it with the Bulls and Derek. We're seeing it now. But to your point about Tibbs and Carlisle, I think it's important, because what it strikes me as is a reminder that as much as Tibbs and Carlisle can get on guys' nerves, they can wear on organizations, Lawrence, the key is that great players want to be coached. Out of all my years covering the league, that would be one of my biggest takeaways, is this misnomer that great players, they don't want to listen to anything and they don't want to talk to anybody. And certainly Tibbs, specifically, he can wear guys out. I mean, it happened. We can see over time that may not be the best thing for years and years of an organization. But I am here to tell you, if you talk to any of those Tibbs guys, especially the main ones, they'll tell you right now that they trusted him and they still respect the hell out of him. I go back to talking to Jimmy Butler about it a couple of years ago, because he knows what Tibbs did for his career, and he knows how important that was as he worked his way through Miami. But it is a long way of saying that in the end, if you gave me a coach that wasn't as hard on players and was trying to kind of massage egos as the season went along, or you gave me a hard-minded, tough coach that was really gruff sometimes but got the trust and built that up over time of his group, I'm going with the Tibbs and the Carlisles all day, because it's proven time and again that the best players in the league, they don't mind being coached tough. They just want to know that you're putting in the same work they are. And especially with those two guys, specifically in these East Finals, those guys put in a ton of work, and I think that's why their teams have responded the way that they have.
The current MVP of the NBA had 40 last night for the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. As long as we're talking, was there anybody in the Bulls front office in the 2018 draft when they took Wendell Carter Jr. at 7 who considered Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 11? And or we could look at the same draft and say, how about when they took Chandler Hutchison at 22? Oh. Did they consider Jalen Brunson, who went 33 and basically grew up in their locker room? Do you know any of those for us?
Those names don't pop out the same way, Mr. Spiegel. Okay. I mean, okay. History could be very different if they had the Chandler Hutchison. Oh, my gosh. Don't work out anymore. Don't do anything. It's going to happen. He's coming to the Bulls. That one just did not work out for all parties involved. But specific to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, guys, he is that good. He's the MVP for a reason. The Thunder are so well positioned, not only to get to the finals here and probably win it, but their secondary logo should be the lottery card. because they have all those extra picks that are coming for years and years. They can trade them away and get another proven star. They can make the picks, and Sam Presti and that staff have done such a good job for years developing these dudes. There's a reason why the good teams and now some of these great teams stay at the level that we do. And Matt, what's intriguing to me is Presti was trusted by the ownership group when they went to OKC, and they said, you run the show. We believe in you. And he built a team that almost won a title with KD and Westbrook and Harden, and now he's on the verge of doing it again with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the deepest team in the league that has guys that play defense all over the floor. So when you put the right people in place and they're making the right decisions, you can have success. When you don't, as has been the case with the Bulls, where you let the wrong people stay too long, then you've got real big problems. And that's certainly not just an issue in Chicago, but it is a reminder for the rest of the league. You hire the right people and you trust them to do those jobs. When you do that, success will follow more often than not.
Sam Presti has drafted 4 MVPs. He's drafted 4 guys that have won MVP. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one more. I forget the other one. But think about that.
Harden.
Yeah.
All of those guys have been drafted by Sam Presti.
It's unbelievable.
And then you start looking and go, oh, yeah, he's also drafted a guy who had 30 last night in Chet Holmgren.
And here's the thing. What they have with all those draft picks, that draft capital that they have through the year, if they wanted to, they could swap out, say, Holmgren for Giannis and just, like, throw in one pick or something, or throw in 2 picks. And even if they didn't want to do Holmgren, they could go do whatever the hell they want this offseason after they win a title, couldn't they?
They could make any move that they so desired. And, guys, that's the issue. It reminds me, actually, of when teams sometimes didn't want to deal with Theo. I mean, this goes back to the Cubs and certainly the Red Sox. But when you are making a deal with somebody who is that talented and has had so much success in developing some of their own people, and I think Presti, pound for pound, is above and beyond everybody else in the NBA, and Theo certainly in Boston and what he did in Chicago rebuilding that up, he's got his own track record in baseball. But those two guys are just on a different level. You don't want to trade with Sam Presti, because when you trade with Sam Presti in the NBA, you feel like you're going to come out on the wrong side. And he has done it so many different times now and has this unbelievable array of talented players. There's no reason to think, even if the Thunder do win this year, that anything's going to stop. The only thing that's going to stop them, frankly, is if they don't want to pay what it's going to cost to keep all these guys intact for years and years. But they don't have to cross that bridge yet, seemingly, because they have so many different draft prospects to replenish with picks if they so desire.
How you feeling about your Cubs?
I feel good, but the bullpen still scares the hell out of me. And, you know, bringing all of this full circle, is Ricketts going to spend? And I know you guys talk about it every day, but as I sit here, I just went to Miami. I saw those games last week, and I'm thinking, this team is solid. The offense is better than I thought. Is he going to spend when he needs to spend? We're going to see, but they have certainly exceeded my expectations, and I feel good about where they're heading. I just have this pit in my stomach, because in this era of pro sports, as you guys know better than anybody else, the ownership has to spend at the highest level to win, and they have to prove that over and over. I haven't gotten that sense with the Cubs in years, but he's going to get the chance, Ricketts and that group, to do it here in the next couple months, and I'll be curious to see what happens.
Relax and enjoy the season. For God's sakes, Friedel. I mean, you got to have...
The bar has been lifted, Matt. We know they can win. They did it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right, like, let's see what happens now. I want to see what happens the next few months.
Spoken like an Odyssey insider.
Uh-huh. Nick, as always, we appreciate you. Odyssey insider for Odyssey Sports. Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, be well, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys, it's always great being with you. See ya.
It's Nick Friedel. I love that he gets to talk basketball. And he literally had on, if you weren't watching on Twitch, he had on a Cubs cap. And then there was another Cubs cap in the background.
And there was like five or six in the background.
Yeah, he is.
It's outrageous.
He's a crazy Cub fan.
How about that? I don't know if I ever caught that. Have you heard that before, that there was somebody in that front office or a couple people who desperately wanted Tyrese Halliburton?
I mean,
and were advocating for him at four in that draft?
Well, look, like, we know that Jason Goff, like, had said that should be the guy. Yes. Would it be that crazy to think that Jay may have known?
No.
You know what I mean?
No, that it was informed, that he knew that that was a dude and somebody there was saying, this is a dude, this is a guy.
And then you go look at the tape, and then you're like, yeah, that's a guy.
Man.
And see? Yeah. You got to see the mashup clips between him and Urkel.
I do.
It's hilarious because his game is similar to Urkel's game.
He's a remarkable player.
He is. That's a fun series. And it, what has it been? What, 6 points separating the two teams in the three games that they've played? Like, it's been an amazing set of games so far between the Knicks and the Pacers.
And that one, that was a turn off the TV game on Sunday. That was they're down 20 and Brunson's got three and Cat has three and that's that.
Then Cat was out here dunking on people.
If it goes seven, I will have the option to go to the game.
And you should go.
If it goes seven games, I will have the option to get to New York and go to the game. And I think I will have to go. And you can be hating on it from here, whether it's Wednesday or not.
Hater Friday. I don't care when it is.
It'll be a Monday.
I'm going to be hating.
Getting hate on all that.
I'll be hating on the person who has the tickets to not selling those.
Oh, man. He told me a story about StubHub Chicken from the seller's perspective that actually made me feel a little bad for the times that I've played StubHub Chicken from the buyer's perspective. Where, like, my brother was like, oh, let me sell out. Okay, no, I better lower it down. Okay, it's time to go to the game. I don't have anybody. And then at one point, he's like, wait a minute, I got to lower it again. Whoever buys this is going to be sitting next to me, and then I'm going to be pissed off and having to look at this guy all night long who won the game of StubHub Chicken. And he instead called a friend who got on the train and came to the game.
I like that idea better.
Yeah, he was like, never again. Just got to do it that way from now on.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about Caleb Williams, my partner, is ready for a victory lap on something as it pertains to coverage of Caleb Williams. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Former Bears tight end Dez Clark.
Spiegel, we never met in person, but I pay attention to the radio when I'm back in Chicago, and I still enjoy tuning in to 6-7 in the Score.
So what do you think of when you see Lawrence?
I mean, you still look the same, so you probably still got a little hater in you. But we'll see.
Afternoons on the Score.
We've been watching Caleb Williams during the break. He told us he is healthy but fatigued. The kind of year that it's been, and he got that big hit, was kind of laying down over on the bench for a moment, but able to sit right back up.
Got to check the body language on one Caleb Williams, at least according to reports about what the Bears have asked him to do. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Glad that you're hanging out with us. Full show today. We are here until 6 o'clock, and we got lots of stuff to talk to you about, including the quarterback of your Chicago Bears. All right, Spiegs, go for it.
Well, look, Albert Breer did the reporting. Albert Breer with his, is it Monday Morning Quarterback on a Tuesday? Is that what it is? Or what does he call his thing now? Whatever he calls it that he writes over there. But Albert Breer is very, very good, extremely well-sourced, and talked to Bears coaches about what the plan is for Caleb Williams. And this was the Detroit Lions, Ben Johnson, and all his assistants, after they watched film of the Bears in 2024, they came to Caleb Williams with two things to worry about. One was pre-snap procedure, having to do with what he does, where he turns, how he communicates.
That they found on tape that there was a couple of times when the motion was coming from one way and he was looking the other way.
So that is some understanding that he has to have. He can't be the one making those mistakes for the team.
Was that Flus's operation? Yeah. Is that what he meant?
Was Flus involved in the offense? Did he have an offensive philosophy?
He was in the room, okay?
I don't know, maybe, sometimes. Only when the cameras were there. And the other was body language. They talked to Caleb Williams about body language. Now, Albert Breer says, to Williams' credit, he welcomed every piece of criticism from the coaching staff in order to get better. And there's other nuggets in there to talk about, but that's fascinating that those are the two things that they picked out. These coaches that we admire, that we believe in, for the most part, across Bears fandom, watched film and said, Caleb, you need to fix your body language. I find that very, very interesting.
Well, isn't that what you want them to do? Not necessarily fix his body language, but to walk into this and say, here's where our quarterback can get better. Let's work with him on getting better in these spots. Let's break down the tape. These are the types of things that you're looking for on tape of. Are you giving reps away? Are you not looking like you're the leader of this football team? Let's work on that if we can.
Yeah, they showed Caleb tape to emphasize, these are what the coaches did, according to Albert Breer, to emphasize how Caleb had been slow to pull himself up off the ground. And they said, look, it was a long year and people got fired in season. And in adverse circumstances, the staff explained, having a quarterback who was rolling with the punches would go a long way. But Tanny played the clip. I thought of two things. I thought of Caleb on the sidelines basically lying down on the bench, looking like an absolutely destroyed man.
There are a lot of people who hated that. And I understand why they hated that.
I got to assume that Ben Johnson hated that when he watched it on film.
You're the leader of the team.
Don't do that. Don't show them. Like, there still might be a chance to come back. Whatever. You're learning. You're learning. Don't show that you're beaten, that you're beaten up, no matter how much you got hit. And the other was when he went flying by Thomas Brown, and Thomas Brown had to grab him and bring him back.
I mean, I know it's only interim, but I am the head coach right now. Yeah. So you can come over here and talk to me about what's going on.
Look, I'm a Caleb Williams fan. I absolutely believe in the kid. But I got flashbacks to the entire Jay Cutler era because I fought that fight and used my conversational sword to spar with people about Cutler for a long time, because there were a lot of people who said the body language didn't matter, that body language doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. I know. But man, people are following you. I talk about it with my son all the time. Hey, dude, like, I don't want to see you pouting in this way. Like, when you're being told to do something and you don't want to do it, you got to buck it up and get it done. Like, life is going to be full of adversity from time to time. And when you're a leader, you're in a spot like that, it absolutely matters. So I wonder if there's anybody out there who thinks this is overplayed in any way. Like, as we, you know, talk to our populace out there, it's like it always mattered and it does matter. And you got a job to do as the leader. You got to make sure that you are giving off a vibe of confidence and competency, not that you've been beaten.
It's one of those things of I do think it matters, because I think it kind of goes into the category of soft scouting. We're still dealing with people, and it can be difficult sometimes to look at that and go, well, here's the way that it affected the team or the outcome of a particular game. And I respect people who make that argument. I agree with you. I think that some of that stuff at that particular position, it might matter more than a defensive end who is upset about how a play went and needs to blow off steam on the sideline. I do think it's interesting that we've been talking about this from the perspective of, well, DJ Moore didn't look like he looked in 2024 like he did in 2023.
Oh, yeah, we're all over that body language, aren't we?
And that was more stuff that was happening on the field, which usually it makes it easier for us to go, that's not right. Like, or some of the stuff in pre-draft that's happened with Luther Burden, where you know when he's not getting the ball. Like, that's one of the things that he's going to have to overcome, according to scouts, is when he's not getting the ball, when he's not the featured offensive player, that there's a different level of intensity with him at the line of scrimmage. When the ball's in his hands, he's the most dangerous person on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things that you want to get fixed.
But don't you think also, Lawrence, like, there's the thing about Caleb as a leader, but there's also the thing about your own mindset. Like, you are in charge of your mindset and making sure you're on point to do the next right thing. And if you're down in the dumps and moping around and taking a loss hard or taking a tackle hard, you might not be ready to do the next thing, and you better be ready.
I am filled with a little bit of grace for the situation that Caleb Williams was in, though. I think that what they had asked him to do was in a lot of ways unfair. Like, I think that what he was asked to do was fix all their problems, lead their team, figure out what they were supposed to be doing from a coaching standpoint, navigate all of that, and then turn it into wins, and then worry about being a rookie in the NFL at the same time. I think had you had more competent coaching, some of this stuff would have been fixed, and it would have been easier for him to respect it. To me, what I took out of the Breer piece is, we know that there is a level of respect that Caleb is at with this coaching staff, and hopefully the sky's the limit on what they can end up doing. But it does strike me, and I know that we went through a little bit of this on Friday, it does strike me how many people are, whether they had already had built-in bias because of what they had heard. And trust me, I heard a lot from people in the draft complex, leading up to the draft, so much so that I had to ignore it because I'm sitting there going, some of this feels like you don't like the guy and you're trying to sway people who are covering him versus here is the information. I got a lot of stuff from people I'm going, ooh, I don't like how this is being phrased. I don't like the types of things that people are saying about him without trying to say it. So I wonder about that part of it too. If enough stuff went badly for the Bears, that folks who didn't necessarily like Caleb Williams now feel very comfortable letting you know that they didn't like Caleb Williams.
There's definitely been a lot of that going on. And for the record, I'm not one of those people. And it's interesting because there's a lot of people like firing back right now on text, Lawrence, saying that like, oh, no, don't do this. Don't talk about his body language. Talk about something that matters.
I think if the coaches are talking about it, it's very much fair game.
But think of it this way. Does it matter or not? Does it help you get in a better mindset? Does it help you be a better leader if you do this or not? The answer is yes. The coaches just told you. They just told you that they think it is yes. That's the point that I'm making
here. I would say the answer is probably, but particularly this coaching staff does believe that it matters. So it matters. Right?
It absolutely matters. And so it's going to be, people are going to be looking for that, and I suspect it will be a lot better because he believes in this coaching staff.
I hope so.
And there was so much ugliness and so much dysfunction, and I get that. I get that in full. But, I mean, we just heard Greg Cosell on the other day talking about Caleb Williams in a way that kind of, you know, puts some of the blame back on him in terms of an X's and O's standpoint.
Yeah, so why don't we share some of that? Because we know people's listening schedule is completely thrown off by the weekend. We'll keep talking about this and share a little bit more. Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
And the other thing that I think was a little bit of an issue, it's an issue for a lot of quarterbacks coming out of college, is just the operational part. And this is not talked about very often, is we're talking now about just getting in and out of the huddle and getting to the line of scrimmage so there's not 4 or 5 seconds on the play clock.
That was Greg Cosell with us on Friday. He was really terrific. We had a wonderful time talking ball with him and talking specifically about Caleb and where he can get better. It was a wonderful football conversation. I highly recommend people go back and check it out. We threw it out on the YouTube page and on the rewind function. It's pretty good stuff.
Agreed. And that what he referenced there on Friday is one of the things that the coaches told Albert Breer. Exactly. Your pre-snap functionality.
I'm not surprised by that.
Right. So Greg sees that. And Greg also talked about the sacks, because there's a lot of people texting, you know, saying stuff like this. Like, he was sacked on average 4 times a game. That's got to wear you down. I don't know how well I could keep a happy face when I know I'm going to get destroyed by a defensive lineman. I hear you. But guess what? That's the job. And he's not responsible for all of the sacks. A lot of times that is on the offensive line. But according to Greg Cosell and others, he's responsible for some of the sacks.
Well, one of the things Caleb Williams has to clean up is he had a tendency to step up into the pocket when there was no need to step up into the pocket. And when you do that, you create your own pressure. And a lot of quarterbacks do these kinds of things. And so automatically people think, oh, the offensive line stinks. But a lot of quarterbacks create their own pressure by moving when they do not need to move. And that's something that has to be worked on. It has to be drilled. Now, some coaches might say that's innate. I mean, for instance, I was talking to a coach. This is unrelated, but it does relate to a certain extent, about Shedeur Sanders this year, who also retreats backward. And I spoke to a coach who's been in the league for years and years, and he said, boy, that's a really hard thing to fix. You know, that's kind of an innate reaction. So, you know, certain things, the way a quarterback moves when he perceives or feels pressure. And also keep one thing in mind. There's a big difference between pressure in college and the NFL. In the NFL, pressure is not when there are people near you. You have to be able to function in the NFL when there are bodies around you, when the pocket is squeezed. You can't automatically break down and leave the pocket. So that's something else that I think Caleb Williams needs to work on.
So that's interesting. Sacks are a group stat. You know, it's not just the offensive line. And that's
and
okay.
Caleb copped to that.
100% he did. Said sometimes it was him. I absolutely.
He was trying to protect his offensive line when he thought that the conversation about them was unfair. And I think that is also a sign of leadership. You know what I mean?
For sure. And I think this is also going to be a sign of leadership. This is why Ben Johnson's asking him to do it. Like, hey, man, you got to not show up the other guys. And sometimes that can be perceived that way. It's like a pitcher getting pissed off when an infielder makes a bad play or an outfielder makes a bad play, like Carlos Zambrano used to do sometimes. You throw up your hands in frustration. You're not supposed to do that in a team game. And this can be perceived that way. So it's all good. Learn from it. Take the advice of your coaches. I'm cool with them finding it and telling them to work on it.
Well, to go back to pre-draft, one of the things, there were two things that people that I talked to were concerned about on the field with Caleb. One was his drifting back, and kind of a little bit what Cosell's talking about, where you end up drifting out of the play to get away from the pressure, but you have enough arm that you can make those throws from 12 yards deeper than they're supposed to be thrown from. Two, ball security. Now, ball security wasn't a big issue for Caleb last year because we know that he protected it through the air, although there's an argument to be made that he could have taken more risk last season. And that's another one of those things of when you are stepping into the pocket, like take the reverse of it, when you're stepping up into spaces that you don't need to step up into and creating your own pressure, ball security then becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's all fair. So that's interesting. So what we've happened on here is the two truths. One is that there are some Caleb concerns that are legit. And when smart people like Greg and others break it down, it's worth us diving into. But there are also, as you brought up, a whole bunch of people looking to give him the smoke they've been holding back.
Yeah, I like that a texter said that. That a texter was like, yeah, there are people out here waiting to give him the smoke.
Uh-huh.
You better believe it. Like, they're out here, and it's going to be up to him to kind of make sure that that doesn't happen. But yeah, what he did last year, there's a lot that... There's a lot that could be mitigated because of the circumstances that he was under and the pressure, and I don't mean pass rush pressure, the pressure that he was under because the organization didn't do their job well.
One other thing in the Albert Breer report, quote, adding Case Keenum to the quarterback room was indeed intentional, and Williams has taken advantage of it in using Keenum almost as another coach after hours to work around the CBA mandated limits on what the coaches can actually do with the players at this point in the calendar.
This is why I wanted Case Keenum on the roster.
Well, how about that? So in order to get around the CBA, Caleb is learning how to watch film with Case Keenum.
Let's talk about all of this and more with Jason Leisure, especially because Ben Johnson is supposed to talk tomorrow. We'll ask Jason Leisure what he thinks the head coach of the Bears is going to say about the few practices that he's had. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.